Mike Stewart. He's with the National Weather Service down in Duluth. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, Mike, we cannot complain about the weather. It's been very nice. So what's it going to be like?
It's just going to continue being nice. Ooh. Really, the only weather you could say we're going to have is may have some fog tonight because of the melting snow. It puts moisture in the atmosphere and a low-level part of the atmosphere. So you may get some fog tonight and early tomorrow morning. Other than that, the next couple of days, we're going to have temperatures up in the mid to upper 30s, and then we're going to cool down just slightly, and then the rest of the week, highs in the mid to upper 20s and lows in the low to mid-teens. So, but no snow in the forecast for the rest of the week.
I was going to ask, no snow. Well, that's not the case in below us here in the Midwest.
Yes, our southern neighbors down the plains are going to get heavy snow once again, where the same areas that got anywhere from 10 to 17 inches last week are going to get another probably 10 to 17 inches. They've got blizzard warnings out from Panhandle of Texas all the way through western and central Kansas, and even Kansas City may pick up another foot of snow. So, and then the winds down there are going to be unbelievable. It's going to be 30 to 40 miles an hour. It's really going to be brutal down there.
I noticed that in the past there's been some tornado warnings possibly further to the south.
Yes, usually with a storm this strong, we have strong winter conditions in the northern part of it and the southern part. We could have some tornadoes, severe thunderstorms down along the southern part of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and that area as it moves across.
So is this coming from the Rocky Mountains or what?
Yeah, it developed out of the Rocky Mountains down about the Four Corners area and moved out and moving to the northeast. A lot of times for us, that when we receive the heavy snow, some of the good snowstorms, sometimes those type of storms come up through central Wisconsin where we get the heavy snow, or they may develop in the panhandle of Oklahoma in that area and then move on up toward us. But in this case, because it's staying much further south, we're going to see nothing out of it.
Well, I guess nothing is okay. We'll just enjoy nice February into March winter weather.
Yes, it is going to be nice. March is going to come in like a lamb, and it's really going to be kind of nice. It's getting ready for spring.
Well, that's great. We've been speaking with Mike Stewart. He's meteorologist at the Duluth office of the National Weather Service. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.